You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And so Aaron Donald, I believe, has retired. A real quick story before we get started. I was at Radio City Music Hall the night that Aaron Donald was drafted by the St. Louis football team. And I remember this distinctly because I was sitting there. And by the way, I missed the draft being at Radio City Music Hall. Like, there was something about it that was special. And I love history and I loved being in that building. But I was doing some NFL Network stuff, red carpet. Megan Collins, the style girlfriend, and me. We were on the red carpet doing our thing. And, you know, afterwards you get an opportunity to go watch the draft. And of course, you know, you want to go. So I just loved hanging out at Radio City Music Hall. So you all remember that year, I believe it was 2014. And so I've never been so shocked in my life. Like, gum flew out of my mouth. I scared poor Megan, who had to be traumatized. She's a Packers fan. So she actually thought this was funny in a way. I was so shocked because remember that draft, every mock draft had Aaron Donald to the Bears. Aaron Donald, like, it wasn't even like, I don't remember any other pick, any other mock draft that had any other player. And the baffling thing was that St. Louis already had a pretty decent offensive line. I think Chris Long was there. Like, they were loaded. I think Bobby Quinn was even on that defensive line. Excuse me. It was one of the most shocking things. And I look back and I just wonder what would have happened. Kyle Fuller was great. And as great as Kyle Fuller was, if he would have held on to that interception that Aaron Rodgers gifted him, the Bears win in week one in 2018. They get the number two. I don't even want to get into that. What I do want to get into is what happened last night. So, Sammy, let's start the show.
Turn up your volume. Because you're about to listen to The Sick Podcast with Adam Ray.
Trying to cut it back. Justin Fields making magic happen. There goes Fields. Touchdown.
The Sickest Chicago Bears and Fantasy Football Podcast. Sports entertainment like no other. It's going to be sick.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a special live weekend version of the Sick Podcast. And of course, I've got Tyler Scott's jersey on. Who is going to be wearing number 13 this season? Because of course, late for many of you on Thursday night, I was out having dinner with my daughter after soccer practice, and the text started coming in. Actually, it was Anello was the first one. Anello and Sammy were the first ones to reach out to me and say, Keenan Allen is now a member of the Chicago Bears, a move that I absolutely love. There is so much that we're going to be going into. And by the way, thanks to everybody. I know I was late. Who was asking me to get off the NFL Network? Because the NFL Network won't let me. There it is. So, okay, fine. I'm here. I'm ready for you. I'm ready to talk about it. And I think I got to shout out Ray. If Ray's around, get off CHGO. Get off of there. Now, listen, there's enough time. If you want to put a pin in this one and come back and watch us later. Listen, there's a lot of great content right now. A lot of great Bears content creators talking about, of course, this big move. I'm going to be going solo today. I just want to sit here and have an opportunity. We'll probably pull up some questions as they come in. Sammy, just keep me honest if some of them come through. I just want to talk through this because it's fun. You know, yesterday afternoon, I know that Greg Braggs, I had retweeted him, and I kind of had a similar message to everybody that looking at the way fantasy football or fantasy football. Sorry, I was on the NFL Network recently, so I had to take my fantasy hat off for a moment. The way that the Bears free agency had been going, I still thought it was very successful even before the trade for Keenan Allen. Because number one, you extended Jalen Johnson, and Bear Down Cousin, I talked about this the other night. Extending Jalen Johnson is like signing a big time cornerback. It's a premium position outside of quarterback, edge, cornerback are the three cornerstones that any great team is going to need. You just need those positions filled, and getting Jalen Johnson locked in and locked in for a pretty good price is significant. And it should be when you look at like, hey, here's the Bears additions during the, like you have to look at Jalen Johnson as a signing, as we signed one of the top five cornerbacks in the NFL. And we signed him for a long time. He's young. He's going to be here. Hopefully, you know, and he's going to get another opportunity. I was going to say, hopefully he ends his career with the Bears, but you know what? He's going to get an opportunity for another payday. I'm not going to worry about that because he's locked in for 4 years. So that's amazing. The Montez Sweat deal, to me, also sort of counts for this cycle, this free agent cycle. And I did see this too. I should never read the quote tweets. There was some guy like, Montez Sweat wasn't a good deal. Like, yeah, you know, you could have had Danielle Hunter for without a job. Like, okay, first of all, free agency is always risky. There is no guarantee that Danielle Hunter wanted to come to the Chicago Bears. He's playing for the Texans. He's playing for, I think he's from there. And I also believe like he's going to a state that has no state income tax. So you're kind of, you know, you're competing against 30 other teams, maybe the Vikings. So 31, fine. You're competing against other teams. Now, obviously the Bears had to trade a second round pick for Montez Sweat. That's surge pricing. I'm happy to pay that. You know, a couple of months ago, I had to pay extra money to ensure that I got the seats that I wanted to go see Blink 182. And you know what? I made that decision like, okay, I'm going to pay a little bit more because I don't want to go through the anxiety of having to deal with this weeks before, days before the night of the show. The Bears gave up a second round pick to get a premier edge rusher. You cannot look at the impact of what he did to this defense and be like, that was a bad deal. That wasn't a good value. It was a good value. And random person with 400 followers, not followed by anybody you're following. Actually, there was one. I think Max was the one guy who was doing it. Not followed by anyone you're following. And he also doesn't follow me. So get out of my mentions as well. Like, why are you here? You don't need to be here. We don't need your input. That was a great deal as well. And now we move on to Keenan Allen. And there's a number of different things that I want to talk about with this one. Is number one, Keenan Allen can still go. We saw that last season. He is still a pretty good player. He's what, 32? He's born in 92. So if he's not 32, he's going to be 33. We see players, wide receivers, you know, get to their mid-30s. And look, I know this is a move for 2024, but for the next couple of seasons, like nothing's guaranteed. Like, yeah, let's get good players. Like we're probably going to have to address this again in 2025 or 2026, which is fine. I still want to win right now. We're either going to have Justin Fields or Caleb Williams. So you want him to have good receivers. This wasn't a panic move. And I swear to God, if anybody out there is worried about giving up a fourth round pick, whether it's ours or the, it was essentially a third round pick. Actually, no, because comp picks fall in there. So it's basically a fifth round pick. You know, when you factor in compensation picks, and all that. It's basically a fifth round pick is what you're giving up for Keenan Allen. We had two of them because we still have the Eagles. So it's really not that big a deal. We're moving down. If Keenan Allen was available to you in the fourth round, would you draft him? I would. Same thing with Montez Sweat. If he was available in the second round, I would definitely take him. He's a first round talent. So I really love that move. I'm not worried about the long-term, short-term, anything. I'm only worried about the short-term is what I should say. And that's the way this team should be. Like, yeah, like people are like, well, now they got to make a run to the playoffs. Like, duh, of course they do. Matt Eberflus is going into what, his third season? You went from 3 wins to 7 wins. You had 3 wins that you left on the board last year when you had a 90% winning these games in the fourth quarter, and you blew it. And hopefully Keenan Allen is going to be the kind of guy that will help prevent those type of catastrophes. I think for what he does, as a compliment for DJ Moore, we couldn't want anything else. He is a great option. Now, I had been thinking about Brandon Ayuk. I'm like, God, do we go out and get Brandon Ayuk? That would have been a second round pick at the very least. It would have been fun to have him. You'd have to extend him long term. I'll roll with Keenan Allen. And now it kind of brings you up. It kind of leads you to wonder, what does this mean for the Bears going through the draft? Now, obviously, I made the joke. You've already drafted. First of all, we have a player who wears number 13. And I got a hold of Tyler Scott last night. I said, oh, buddy, you are going to be making a lot of money off this number 13 jersey at some point this year. I don't think the Bears can. I'm joking when I tweet that out. It's funny because sometimes you got to lean into it. And you got to lean into the whole insanity of, hey, you know what? Now that they've traded for a wide receiver who wears number 13, they certainly can't draft a quarterback who wants to wear number 13. But you absolutely can do that, and they will do that. And it's not something that they care about. It'll be interesting because I'm curious when they have their introductory press conference, Keenan Allen, is he going to hold up a jersey? He can't hold, like, first of all, again, because Tyler Scott has 13 and is not giving it up. You know, I don't know that you can just hand him a 13 jersey. So he's probably going to go up there. And I don't know that a lot of our press conferences have dudes with jerseys. So that'll probably come out a little bit later. By the way, a quick shout out to me. I had joked when the Atlanta Falcons had drafted Kirk Cousins, or signed him, I should say, that Kyle Pitts, don't ask for money, ask for targets. And then yesterday, Kirk Cousins, in his press conference, was like, hey, I told Kyle Pitts, like, I'll give you money for 8. And he's like, no, just throw me targets. I'm like, that's what I'm saying. That was my joke. That is one I don't mind giving up. I do mind when NFL memes, like years ago, and I tweeted this out, was on my Instagram, like in 2018, I first made the joke of like, they shouldn't announce these moves. They should just have the players show up Royal Rumble style. And, you know, like, oh my God, that's like Nickelback starts playing over the stadium there in Atlanta. And then Kirk Cousins runs out. You're like, oh my God, this is amazing. That was my joke. And now NFL memes does it and they get like a million views on their whatever. Am I bitter? I am. But listen, it doesn't matter because we got Keenan Allen. So Keenan Allen, so number aside, a couple of different ways to look at this. Now, I have seen people comment and speculate, well, this will take us out of the mix for any one of these young wide receivers. I'm not sure if that's the case. Now, I've made the joke on Twitter a couple of days ago that, you know, watch Adunze and Malik Nabers both be available at 9 because the Falcons signed Darnell Mooney and the Falcons made a trade too. They get Rondell Moore. The Titans won't be drafting a wide receiver. The Chargers could be in the mix for a wide receiver now, but I actually still think they won't do it. Like, I know they need weapons for Justin Herbert, but I still sort of don't think they'll do it. Anyways, and by the way, there was some guy who was like, because we were talking about this, I'm like, don't necessarily believe, this is before the Keenan Allen deal, don't necessarily believe the Chargers are going to draft a wide receiver because they have other needs. And if one of those linemen are available, because who is it? Pickens, who was their right tackle for the Chargers last year. Like, they got to upgrade that position. Absolutely. You can move Rashawn Slater over there and draft Joe Alt, which still might be the move for them, even without having Keenan Allen. And so we, you know, it's funny because people are like, this guy's like, still think the Chargers? I'm like, you don't know what the Chargers are going to do. They're an absolute wild card. They could trade the number 5 overall pick for JJ Justin Jefferson, which means the Vikings would draft a quarterback. But I'm looking at this for the Bears. I still believe they'll probably go defense because it's Matt Eberflus. And Matt Eberflus is want to go defense. And depending on what happens with the quarterback, I guess we should start there. What happens with the quarterback? Again, this doesn't tip off which quarterback they're going with. It just shows you that the quarterback who is playing for the Chicago Bears in 2024 is going to have a lot of capable weapons available to him. at the bare minimum, pun intended, at the bare minimum, we've got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Tyler Scott. We've got Cole Kmet, Gerald Everett. We've got a nice running back room that includes DeAndre Swift, which is a move that's kind of been going under the radar when people are looking at the Chicago Bears. We love Khalil Herbert. We love Roschon Johnson. DeAndre Swift catches the ball out of the backfield really well and can be an amazing weapon for anybody who wants to be there. Now, the thing with Keenan Allen, too, is that he will help quarterbacks be on schedule, which is the knock against Caleb Williams. But it's also a thing for Justin Fields as well. You know, if you go back to Justin Fields' rookie season and the kind of music he could make with Darnell Mooney, and Keenan Allen really helps with something like that, knowing that a guy is going to be at a certain spot. DJ Moore's that way, kind of expanding that. Like, it'll help either one of these quarterbacks. So I don't really believe that this is a tip-off of what the Bears are going to do with the quarterback position. I don't believe that Keenan Allen takes them out of the mix for a wide receiver. And again, a lot of this depends on what they do at quarterback. Because if they move down, if they trade the number one pick and they move down to number two, because this honestly opens them up to moving down to number seven if they want to with the Raiders, who Antonio Brown was reporting last night. Moving down to number seven, now it kind of opens you up, because at number seven, you could go with a wide receiver. It could be Roma Dunze. It could be Malik Nabers. It could be Dallas Turner. You still got nine, and you could go with one of the tackles or one of the edge rushers. I still believe that they want to get an edge rusher in the first round. I still believe that's a point of contention. I think missing out on a three technique, having Justin Jones go to the Arizona Cardinals, missing out on some of the three techniques, Christian Wilkins signs for $1 billion in Las Vegas, they still want to go on the defensive side of the football. So one of those, so the first, whatever's tied to the first overall pick, whether that's one, two, or seven, I believe that one's going to be on the offensive side of the ball. That is going to be going to an offensive player, whether it's Caleb Williams, Marvin Harrison Jr., or perhaps Joe Alt. You know, maybe we go Joe Alt. Maybe we go with Roma Dunze. But it's going to probably go to somebody offensive. Seven is Titans. Sorry, the Raiders are 13. Sorry, I'm way off. That's right. Sorry, thanks, Sammy. The Raiders are 13. So yeah, so, but still, that'd probably go, and then I'll probably go with one. Then seven. Yeah, well, that, okay, yeah, but that first pick, now, because that one switches to the edge rusher, because they could get the guy out of UCLA at number 13. Yeah, they were, oh my God. So if they move down to 13, you don't know if Max Crosby is going to be part of that. I doubt it. Wouldn't write it off, but if the Bears went from 1 to 13, that would be the most insane return. They might even be Devontae Adams. That would, but probably not. That would, 1 to 13 for Caleb Williams would be the most lopsided trade in NFL history. We're talking first, second, and thirds for 3 years. 100%. Like, there's, yeah, it would be one of the biggest hauls of all time. But that one would probably still go toward, now that one would probably go to the edge rusher. So you figure they're going to go both sides of the ball. But what I'm trying to say is that they're probably not going to be out of the mix for a wide receiver, because again, Keenan Allen is in his 30s. And if they drop down to two, and you have Marvin Harrison Jr., and then your receiver room is DJ Moore, Marvin Harrison Jr., Keenan Allen, Tyler Scott, Bayless Jones Jr., we kind of have a squad like that. The quarterback, Justin Fields, would have a wide receiver room that would rival what he had at Ohio State when he was at his most successful. And you would get a clear view. You know, if Justin Fields did not throw for $1 billion with that wide receiver room, then you could make the, then you could, you know, make the case like perhaps this isn't going to work out for him. Perhaps this isn't quite what we want to do. And then you're going to have a first, you're going to have two first round picks next season. Then you go out there and you address the quarterback position. There'll be a generational guy who comes along. Don't worry about it. There'll be a J.J. McCarthy and a Drake May and a Jaden Daniels. They're going to play college football this season. There will be a great guy. And, you know, Caleb Williams. Yeah, you might not have a Caleb Williams, but you're going to get a quarterback who's pretty good. And the veterans that'll start shaking loose at some point as well. Like, look at Russell Wilson being cut this season. Like, there will be another veteran quarterback who will be available next year. I have no doubt about that. So, you know, the Bears have a lot of ways to go. So Keenan Allen doesn't tip their hand on the quarterback position other than our quarterback is going to be set. Having Keenan Allen does not preclude us from taking a wide receiver. Ryan Poles really understands that right now you need to dial in on the offensive side of the football. They've spent a lot of resources getting the defense. Think about the big signings last year. Tremaine Edmonds, TJ Edwards, Jalen Johnson. And of course, Montez Sweat. They got to start investing first round talent into the offensive side of the football. Darnell Wright, of course, last year. All right, Sammy, we do have some questions. I'll be happy to take some questions. Let's have some fun. Oh, Berlissimo. Bears return for number one pick in 2023. Darnell Wright. Yeah, this is interesting. Keep this up for a second. There were Packer fans, I remember. I wish I would have bookmarked this because it was a great comment of the guy who was like, watch the Bears not even be able to move the number one overall pick. And as I said that, somebody's like, was that bookmarked next to the one where you said the Bears were going to win 10 games? I said they were going to win 12, a-holes. So deal with that. The Bears returned for the number one pick in 2023 so far. Darnell Wright, Keenan Allen, Tyreek Stevenson, DJ Moore. The number one overall pick this year. A second round pick in 2025, and you lose out. CJ Stroud's a different thing. Like, CJ Stroud's in a first of all, let's see him do it again. But it's fine. It is fine. I think the Bears did okay. I think we did okay moving that pick. Bryce Young was, although I love CJ Stroud, you can go back and find that video, which I did on the NFL Network back in the day, imploring the Carolina Panthers to draft him, but that's okay. You don't have to give me credit when I'm wrong. As I was looking through bookmarked tweets, I did find one from 2019 where I had predicted the Bengals to win three games in 2019. And it's all these Bengal fans being like, this guy's a joke. How does this clown have a job? I'm like, what was the Bengals record that year? I'm like, oh yeah, they won two games, ended up drafting Joe Burrow, Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. But I think that haul, which what they were able to get for that, like, was a tremendous value, even missing out on C.J. Stroud. Because C.J. Stroud was really good, and he has an opportunity to go out there and continue to be special in this league. But at the same time, you got to build a squad. And Houston was at a point where that quarterback, because you got to look, like, if you have C.J. Stroud, you don't have all that other stuff. If you have CJ Stroud, you don't have, can you put that back up? Is that possible? Yeah, thanks. So if you think about that, so that's a thing too. Like, you guys could add CJ Stroud. It's like, yeah, but you don't have Darnell Wright. You don't have Keenan Allen, Tyreek Stevenson, DJ Moore. You don't have the number one overall pick. I don't think all that's worth CJ Stroud. Now there is something nice about having your quarterback position settled, and it allows you to fill a lot of different positions. The Bears rebuild is set back at least a year if we have CJ Stroud, which would have been nice. Would he have performed the way that he did last year with Darnell Mooney, Tyler Bayless? Who else am I missing? Byron Pringle, Equanimeous St. Brown. Like, I don't know. I'll take that bevy of talent in addition to CJ Stroud. So I think Ryan Poles, and of course, Ryan Poles is out there. Every time that he does something good, people are like, wasn't he the guy who traded essentially a first-round pick for... Give it up. Let it go. Like, let it go. At some point, you're just going to be like, yeah, that was a bad move, and we've moved on. What do you want from him? What needs to be done for you to finally give up on calling that? God, is it going to, like, I could see Ryan Poles hoisting the Super Bowl trophy
And then people are like, yeah, but he also traded Chase Claypool for the 32nd overall pick.
Shut up with that already. All right, how about some more questions? Who else is out there? Who else is hanging out with me? Oh, my gosh, Bears Country Productions. Adam, will you please be a guest on our show? Of course. Let's do it. DM me. I don't know how to get a hold of me. But, yeah, let's do it. I'll come on. I don't know about today. I got, we got some work to do. I got practice a little bit later. We're in the middle of soccer season. But let's figure out something. Maybe not next week, but the following week. We still got a fantasy show coming on. So, yeah, I'll come on. BCP, Bears Country Productions. I'll make sure to take a look at them. I don't know if we can reach out to them, Sammy. I don't know. But here's my deal. What was my deal? We got a fantasy show next week, which is utterly ridiculous. The Thursday of March Madness, and we're recording it in the morning. So you missed that. Now, there's nothing like that Thursday morning of March Madness. Those opening games, we're just like, oh, this is so magical. The first game, the crowd, they're playing in like Greensboro and the crowd is just empty. Yeah, we'll be recording a fantasy show. Patrick, Cynthia, and me. And that'll be fun. Like, I'm glad we're doing it. I don't know why I when they first asked me, I said no. Then I changed my mind. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm trying to sign a new contract. So maybe I should do that show. I was all over the network this week. Thanks to everybody who reached out. It was a lot of fun getting back into the grind. All right. How about another question though? I know, of course I missed it. Cause last year, let me get this Lord Crimson. At a rank, does it seem like Ryan Poles is expecting to have much more than just four picks in the draft, especially given his offensive moves? I absolutely agree with you, Lord Crimson. Like, I really do. People much smarter than me have pointed out that, 2 years ago that we entered a draft with five picks, ended up having 11 selections. It's going to be very similar to that. There will be a pick that's on the move. If one's not on the move, nine will be on the move. Especially if some of these quarterbacks fall. Now, there will be quarterbacks who fall, probably Drake May, because the draft never works out as simple as people think. And so there'll be a lot of movement. Even last year, I mean, think about it. The Bears were locked in on their guy, got a fourth round pick, you know, which they were able to, they moved down a spot, which allowed them to go and get Keenan Allen. So think about that. They got Darnell Wright and Keenan Allen just for moving down a spot. They weren't going to draft Jalen Carter. And by the way, the jury is still out on Jalen Carter. And with the problems the Eagles had at the end of last season, I don't know that we don't need to be too bummed about this. But I do anticipate a whole host of moves. A lot of things will be put in motion, especially, you know, either quarterback. If Caleb Williams is the draft pick, then Justin Fields likely gets traded probably on day two, and we get a second or a third or a fourth. Somebody will move a pick for Justin Fields. Somebody will want to bring him in. And I know that like all the places are starting to dry up, and it lends itself to what the pro Fields faction says is like, hey, you know what? There's always, you know, like we move on to the next thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's very true. But like, yeah, once a like, okay, like Seattle's closed. Like, what about this team? And they'll do that for everybody. But there really is a lot to be said about that. Like, we don't know. And I don't want to give credence to the Justin Fields haters, but like, what about the Rams? What about the Cardinals? What about New England? Like, there's still other places where Justin Fields could end up going at some point. Now, I think one of the most disgusting things that could happen, I really don't want this to happen. I was thinking about this the other night, is that New England sticks at number three and takes Marvin Harrison Jr., which will set off a whole, I don't know. I think it's two quarterbacks at the top, and then things get weird. What if New England ends up with Marvin Harrison Jr. and Justin Fields? Could that happen? Could it be? I mean, think about this. If the Patriots take Marvin Harrison Jr. and then in day two, you're like, well, we got to go get the quarterback. Am I missing that they have a quarterback? Am I still? I know Mac Jones was traded. Is it still Bailey Zappi? Is he still the guy? Did they get somebody? Is Drew Locke there? Where? It was such a flurry over the weekend, over this past week, I should say. The worst case scenario, although I sort of already like the Patriots, like I've never been a Patriots hater. Like during the run of the Patriots, I've always sort of appreciated them because like I'm not rooting for the NFC team to win the Super Bowl, like number one, like obviously. And then years ago, we had big money on the Patriots to beat St. Louis. We were out in Vegas. And so I don't necessarily like, I don't hate the, I never hated the Patriots. And it was disgusting to a lot of people. I would go on, you know, I've been to a lot of their Super Bowls. I've been to a ton of Patriots Super Bowls. But yeah, we would have like, you know, watch parties or whatever with just our friends. And I would be like, what, there would always be like somebody from New England and then me rooting for that team. Even against like when the Chiefs, before everybody hated the Chiefs, still rooting for the Patriots. Like still like, so I guess it wouldn't be too much of a stretch for me. Dang it. I meant to break something out too. Yesterday, I have a Mac Jones jersey. Does anybody want a Mac Jones jersey? I have one. Now I kind of look at it like a hipster jersey to own at some point. And maybe Marvin Harrison Jr. wears 10 for the Patriots. So maybe I'll hold on to this jersey and just have to switch off the nameplate. But yeah, what about a scenario? I remember CJ Stroud Pro Day was a Marvin Harrison Jr. showcase. Yeah, you know what? And it's funny, too. Like, that's why a lot of people are asking, why is Caleb Williams doing a pro day and not just working out for the Bears and the Commanders and maybe another team that could be possibly moving up? But it's like it does lend itself to helping out his teammates. And I know that Rice's son put on a great show at the Combine, but it really does open it up for everybody else who plays at USC. It gives them an opportunity to be seen, and there's a lot of discovery that goes on in that situation. But I don't think he's going to – Houston doesn't have any first-round picks. But my worst-case scenario is that's my – it's not really – actually, it's not a nightmare. Like, if Marvin Harrison Jr. and Justin Fields are in New England, I would actually live with that. Okay, what about another one? Do we have another question? Anybody there? Anybody out there? Do you believe that Ryan Poles is in a win-now mindset? I think the Bears are always going to try to win. You never go into a contest expecting to lose or anything like that. Being as close as they were last season to the playoffs, it's ridiculous not to want to take that next step. The whole thing about developing players is developing a culture and a winning mindset. And it is something that Matt Eberflus talked about at the Combine when he was talking about traits that he wants from a quarterback. He wants a quarterback that's good in the fourth quarter because he wants to win those games. You know, as we sit here and bemoan the fact that, like, you know what, we had three winnable games. How do you think Coach Eberflus feels losing those games? I'll tell you this, like, when I lose, one of my son plays 6U and we barely keep score. When my daughter's teams lose that I'm coaching, like, I'm wrecked. Like, I do not have a good time. I'll go out to lunch afterwards and I'll be like, I'll be upset. Like, I'm not mad at my kids or anything, but I'm looking at stuff that I could have done better. And it's always a thing of like, what did I do wrong? Like, what could I have done? You know that Matt Eberflus feels that way. And he looks at that and he knows as well as anybody, like, we should have been in the playoffs. We should have gone into week 18 benching our players. Not even starting our guys because we had 10 wins and it didn't matter. We were going to the playoffs. That's the fun. Like, that's the thing that really is such a bummer about last year. So, you know, they're going into this season thinking we're going to turn around those three games. We're going to go and we're going to continue to build on a winning. We're going to build a winning culture. And the goal has to be 10 wins. Has to be. That's why Keenan Allen comes in. And again, why it doesn't preclude us from building for the future. Ryan Poles is in a pretty nice spot right now where he can build for the future. We're still building for the future. Like, if you look, the Bears are setting themselves up for a long runway, but also have the ability to win games right now and make the playoffs. We want to get into that mindset of like, look, We're going to have two twos next year and our pick. And if our number one pick is pick 24, so be it. But you want to be, we wanted to be on the schedule of the Lions. You know, had we won those three games, think about this. If we would have won those three games, made the playoffs, you know, perhaps we don't win. Who would we have played? Would we have played Dallas? Yeah, we might not have beaten Dallas. Who knows? Who knows? But we would have been in that conversation of like, this is a good young team on the ascension. And people still look at the Bears that way, but it would have been more exaggerated. So we're not quite on the, we're not quite on the Lions schedule, but we should be in a position similar to where the Lions were this year. Like, we were sort of the fun, like, ah, it's a bummer we missed the playoffs. They got the rub of beating the Packers in week 18. We didn't get that opportunity. But the Bears have an opportunity this season to go out and make the playoffs, pull an upset. Not that the Lions beating the Rams was an upset. I picked the Rams, but whatever. But being that team that goes out there and wins a playoff game and then moves forward. So, yeah, this is win now, building for the future and winning now, much like the Lions have done. Sort of, I guess Green Bay sort of done that too. But I just don't think they have the quarterback for it. But that's a show for another day. Was there anything else, Sammy? Was there any other pressing questions that we needed to get to? Gosh, dang, I can't believe how the time has flown. This has been fun. I'm glad that you, Stroud wouldn't come here. Polls didn't pass on him. Stroud would have had to have come to the Bears if they drafted him. Like, you don't, this is, and he doesn't have the juice. CJ Stroud did not have the juice last year to be like, I'm not playing for the Bears. There was a, no. There was never. There was no way he could have denied that. Like, he couldn't have gone back. Like, no, he was part of the draft. The Bears could have easily have taken him. And it wouldn't have mattered what he thought. But it was better off getting that impressive haul. He had a great season. I'm not going to deny that. And I thought he was going to be a good player. But at the same time, like, look at some of these other guys. Like, Joe Burrow, I don't know. Like, he's good. He's a good player. I don't want to tear him down. We got an impressive haul for him, and we should be happy with that. So let's not, Stroud, no. You have no choice. It's not like NIL. This isn't recruiting. He couldn't do to us what he did to the folks at Utah. What is it? Ty Whittingham? Oh, yeah. CJ Stroud was supposed to go to Utah. And then Ryan Day scooped him up at, what was it, the Elite 11? That was interesting. But that couldn't happen in the NFL because you get drafted. In any event, was there anything else, Sammy? Because I gotta hit the range. It's now 2 Eastern. I know we got some other shows. All right, listen. Thanks, everybody, for being here this afternoon. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate everybody who's been joining us over the last couple of weeks. We've seen a lot of great comments and a lot of great enthusiasm for the podcast. Appreciate that. Make sure you're liking and subscribing. We do appreciate that. Don't be afraid to share with your friends. We're also on the social media networks, X. That was the first time I ever called it X, by the way. X, Instagram, TikTok. If you're on TikTok, we're on TikTok as well. I'm trying to get that blown up. Really want to dig into that too over the next couple of months. Get that really piped up and ready to go. So appreciate everybody being here. Appreciate Sammy and Anello for putting this together at the last minute. Thanks to Keenan Allen. It's going to be a great season. And we're just getting started. I mean, we still haven't made the biggest move of all. So there is so much coming up. But thank you for being here. We'll see you next week. And until that time, bear down. And Sammy, go ahead and play us out.
And that's a wrap. Hope you don't miss us too much until next time. Follow the Sick Podcast with Adam Rank on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts.